Fund marketing.
Yeah.
You know the drill. Segment the list. Personalize the outreach. First name, firm name, thoughtful hook.
You hit send.
And then nothing.
Cold outreach. Dies in the inbox. Semi-warm referrals. Fight. This looks interesting. Send us your deck and we'll get back to you. Warm follow-ups. Lost in decision purgatory.
Different temperatures, same results.
Because the fight isn't just for attention anymore.
The first gatekeeper is AI. Scoring, ranking, filtering in milliseconds.
Before anyone sees you. And if you do get through, you're competing with 200 other personalized emails trying to do the same thing. The machines are fast. Attention is fleeting. And neither one cares how hard you worked.
If this sounds familiar, you're in the right place.
Today, we're discussing why engagement dies at every temperature and how to get through before the machines and the committees vote you off the island.
Welcome to Oversubscribed, the show for fund managers who are done doing more marketing and are ready to do the right marketing.
The kind that doesn't die in committee.
Each episode, we take one short white paper and translate it into decisions investors actually make, step by step.
Plus, we'll use AI the way it should be used, not as a party trick, as a leverage tool.
Download the paper in the show notes, steal the prompt, and stop proposing on the first date. Quick introductions. I'm Dagny. I'm here to make this useful, fast, and slightly uncomfortable in the productive way.
I'm Hank. I translate what you meant into what investors heard.
And yes, you're listening to an AI podcast. If that feels weird, just pretend we're two analysts trapped in your AirPods.
The upside is we don't need coffee, and we can run your email copy through an investor brain simulator at 3 a.m.
The downside is Hank will occasionally say something so accurate it hurts.
That's not a downside. That's alignment.
Today, we're kicking off part one of the Beyond the Pitch series, the patterns and mistakes behind failed fund marketing. And failed doesn't mean the fund is bad. It means the engagement is out of sequence.
Strong strategy can still lose if the marketing fights how people decide, especially when attention is scarce and gatekeepers are automated.
We're going to cover three patterns, and then we'll give you fixes you can actually implement without hiring a creative agency and a therapist.
Although the therapist helps.
Here's some Nobel Prize-winning information processing science to help make it all make sense. Dual process theory, System 1 and System 2.
System 1 is the fast gatekeeper. Is this relevant? Is this safe? Do I trust this source? System 2 is the slow analyst. Show me details. Let's evaluate.
Most fund marketing opens by dumping System 2 content, charts, process, nuance, before System 1 has even decided you're allowed to exist.
In cold outreach, System 1 may not be a person. It may be software.
And even when it is a person, System 1 is still the bouncer.
Pattern 1. Irrelevant engagement. It's when you start in your world, strategy, process, performance, before you've earned relevance in theirs.
It often looks like generic targeting, broad claims, and copy that could belong to anyone.
We're differentiated. Great. Differentiated from gravity?
If I can swap your name with three competitors and the email still works, it doesn't work. What you wrote, we have a differentiated strategy with strong risk-adjusted returns. What System 1 heard, hello, I would like attention without relevance.
That's not a conversation opener. That's a request for unpaid labor.
You've seen it. Someone personalizes the first line, then the rest reads like a brochure. The investor's brain goes, this is mass outreach wearing a name tag.
A fake mustache on a spam email.
And in 2026, here's what makes this worse. Some outreach never reaches a human. It hits the machine first.
The gatekeeper isn't skimming. It's scoring, ranking, and deleting in milliseconds.
Like an investment committee, but without the snacks.
And with more certainty.
The fix is research-driven relevance. Three moves. One, know the mandate, constraints, and what they actually allocate to, not what they say on a website. Two, create real archetypes, what they fear, what they need to believe next, and how they prefer to engage. Three, lead with their problem and your insight, not your product and your pride.
Relevance earns permission. Permission earns attention.
Pattern two, credibility catastrophe. This is where you get interest, then you trigger doubt.
Gaps, inconsistencies, missing materials, unclear answers, anything that signals we can't support what we claim.
The call goes well. Then the investor asks, who handles ops and reporting? And your answer becomes a weather report. Great question. It depends. We have resources. Translation, we did not expect diligence. Crime scene report, meeting went well. Good questions. Follow-up requested. Then silence. Cause of death? Not performance, not fees, not fit. Confidence collapsed because the signals didn't match the story.
Investors don't require perfection. They require coherence.
Institutional is not a font.
Thank you.
The fix is systematic credibility building before you need it.
One, anticipate diligence, the top questions, the hard questions, the where did that drawdown come from questions. Two, organize it, a clean data room and a coherent story across DEC, DDQ, letters, and follow-ups. Three, don't cram. One meeting, one purpose. Sequence what they need next.
Credibility isn't what you claim. It's what your process makes believable.
Pattern three, engagement breakdown. The journey is fragmented. Random touches, inconsistent cadence, mismatched messaging.
Your brand develops multiple personalities. None of them follow up.
Follow-up strategy, one thoughtful update, then 3 months of silence, then a webinar invite, then a holiday email written like a ransom note. We value partnerships.
Nothing says trust me like panic punctuation.
The fix is marketing systems. Attract, engage, guide, convert, maintain. One, identify audience-specific needs and triggers. Two, tell one coherent story across channels. Three, build logical bridges. Every touch connects to the next. No random planks. Quick reality, attention is fleeting. Gatekeepers, human and machine, are looking for reasons to move on. Navigate the process one gatekeeper with emotional relevance.
Yeah, don't sound mass-produced. Don't lead with opportunity. And don't ask for time before you earn safety and relevance. And maybe don't blast out a 42-page deck to strangers like it's a casual hello.
Unless your goal is to train filters to ignore you.
Okay, now, download part one, watch the video, or heck, do both.
You'll get the details of each pattern, plus the right approach fixes.
Next episode, we start unpacking the process, building marketing frameworks that are designed for trust, not hope.
Remember, sequence decides trust.
And trust determines outcomes.